This is KUT. Mexican-born women who recently gave birth have an easier time obtaining long-acting birth control in Mexico than in the United States. That's according to a new study from the Texas Policy Evaluation Project based at UT Austin. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the study underlines challenges facing Texas when it comes to expanding access to these contraceptives.
A couple of years ago, researchers surveyed a group of Mexican-born women who recently gave birth and were living in Austin and El Paso at the time.
So we only interviewed women who did not want to have another kid in the next 2 years.
That's Joseph Potter, the principal investigator on this study. He says he and others interviewed these women every 3 months after they gave birth, and they asked them about birth control.
Each time we kept asking them not only what they'd like to be using, but the method they were actually using.
The study found more than half of the women surveyed wanted to use an IUD or other long-acting reversible contraceptive, but only 8% were actually using them. The study found women were more likely to be using a less effective method. Dr. Ted Held is an OBGYN in Austin. He's also done this kind of research, and he says this story is all too common in Texas.
I remember we had one patient who said, "I tried my hardest to get an IUD, but I couldn't find a doctor to put it in me for less than $800. So I had to go to Mexico to get my IUD, where I have relatives."
In general, Mexico has better access to contraceptives like IUDs for postpartum women. That's because in the 1980s, the country started offering them at no cost as part of its family planning program. But when these women came to the U.S., access became a problem. Mostly, IUDs all of a sudden became a lot more expensive. Just this year, Texas changed its Medicaid policy to reimburse hospitals for the cost of the device itself and the cost of putting it in a woman who just gave birth. But Held says this policy hasn't made postpartum contraceptives like IUDs more accessible, at least not yet.
It really hasn't been implemented well yet, but I'm hopeful that HHSC will help us learn how to implement it. And if it is implemented, we'll be one of the handful of states that's doing a good job at it.
But researchers say the state could learn something from Mexico as it tries to improve access. In its study, the Texas Policy Evaluation Project recommends training doctors in immediate postpartum insertion of IUDs, which became popular in Mexico decades ago. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.